The study examined 21 retired Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres who suffered concussions. It looked at aging effects, but it found that there were no signs of early onset dementia in the former players.
The surprise, surprise, was that we didn't find anyone with dementia.
UB professor and project director Barry Willer noting there's been much concern surrounding CTE, a progressive degenerative disorder among professional players in contact sports. But so far, the only way it's been diagnosed is after death.
When we started this study, we truly believed we would see much higher rates of cognitive decline and even dementia, and we just simply didn't find it. Our athletes were probably more involved in their sport and played longer than the general population of retired athletes. So it's certainly equal to it. You can say that with confidence.
Researcher John Letty is director of UB's Concussion Management Clinic.
We just want to emphasize that CTE is a real problem, and it may be for some athletes. We don't know who, but for a lot of athletes, it does not appear to be a problem, and they probably need to worry a lot more about things that are modifiable, like cardiovascular risk factors, you know, getting regular aerobic exercise, eating right.
Did it surprise you, the results?
Yes, it did. The good work coming out of Boston University suggested that a very high percentage of these athletes who played this long in the league would have real cognitive problems by the time they were in their 50s and 60s. So we expected to see signs of dementia, and we did not.
The findings were conducted for UB's Healthy Aging Mind Project. The average age of the players in the study is 56. Now, it did find there was some evidence of mild cognitive impairment for those retired athletes, but the study says given their age, body mass index, and education level, that raises their risk. Former Buffalo Bill Lou Piccone participated in the study. He played with the Bills from 77 to 82. He told WBFO News he suffered 17 concussions.
From my perspective, I'm upright, I'm taking nourishment, I'm okay, I'm getting around. I have my issues, I have, you know, things that most people have, and then I think I have some things that are caused by the game, you know, but, you know, it doesn't hold me back.
The research project was funded primarily by the Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Foundation, but the foundation had no role in selecting the subject's study design, data analysis, or preparation of the report findings. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.